Although, you know, you guys didn't get a win out against Cincinnati. What do you like what you saw from the D on Friday?
I like the fact that we handle adversity. You know, we got when we got in there, they were running against us pretty successfully, and then you know we went in there, made some adjustments, and I felt like we came back, and you know we answered the bell and answered the call to adversity, and so I think that was really good and showed us that we can rally, and then showed that we had some fight, and then it also showed like you know that. The pass rush was there, I really liked. And so, you know, there was a lot of great positive things that came out of it. And it was also a good learning lesson of seeing where we were and stacking up against another opponent, too.
Would you say you guys are building chemistry pretty quickly on the day?
I definitely think so. You know, being in training camp, you know, we see each other day in and day out. So, you know, we're building chemistry that way, practicing together, just being around each other. And then you can just tell with the different personalities that people are vibing. You know, if it's one guy that listens to the joke, if somebody telling the joke, like, you know, we're always joking around and having fun. So I feel like we're bonding on and off the field. And, you know, that's just making us that much better. We're both young and we're both really energetic and very competitive. So, you know, it just happened. And that. It's just one of those things. I mean, we talked about it afterwards, and we laughed about it, and we were able to joke about it. But, you know, it comes with the territory.
I mean, is that good, though? I mean, you know, you get that competitive, you carry over for the team.
I feel like it's good, and then it's bad, because playing with that much emotion and aggressiveness and competitive nature is really good, but it's about finding that thin line of how to reach that point and get to that line, but without falling over. And obviously the other day, you know, I fell over that line. You know, I take full blame for it, and that was my fault, but that's the one thing that, you know, as a young player I've been battling with and I'm trying to fix as a player. But, you know, like I said, I feel like it's good to show that we have that competitive edge and, you know, that nobody's going to lay down. And I like that in an office alignment. So, you know, like I said, we're teammates. And all I know is that you hold back on your teammates. So I can only imagine if he fully unleashed on somebody else. I wouldn't want to be on the other end of that.
Did you feel like you were more the aggressor in that situation? Is that why you kind of take responsibility on that? Or?
I mean, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, it just happened. At the end of the day, it didn't matter who swung first, who swung last. It's about, you know, what was seen and, you know, about doing too much. And, yes, I was, as far as that, I did take the blame on that. I took that too far. And, you know, I need to handle myself. And that's one of the major issues, you know, coming out of college. And I've been dealing with my, you know, my whole football career. So I'm just trying to battle and, you know, get better on that side. As a line, I mean, we need to go out there and hold up against the run a lot better. I feel like we need to do that, and once we do that, everything else will take care of itself. The pass rush was there, you know, if it was from, you know, pressures from Robert Ayers, Cullen Jenkins, myself, Jonathan Hankins, like, everybody was eating. George Selvey, who, you know, a lot of people didn't notice, like, he was in the quarterback space all day. So I think, honestly, we just need to improve on holding up against the run, and once we do that, everything else will take care of itself. And so, and then we'll be able to be better as a unit as a whole.
Think you did okay against the run last week?
I mean, I thought there were some things I did okay, and then there were some things I didn't do well. You know, at certain times I held up against the run, and then there was also certain times where I was getting washed down. So it's just about one of those things, me going in there, being honest with myself, the coach coming back in there, talking to me, and then also I asked, you know, help from the older guys, George Selvey, Robert Ayer, you know, telling what they see while I was out there, and we constantly critique each other. And it's just one of those things you just got to learn and just try not to harp on the good and more so harp on the negative.